You're listening to a Get Serial podcast. You just heard two fantastic songs. They were the ever so wonderful Monster of the Week by Good Morning. And I got to say, it's been more than just a good morning. It has been a great morning so far. And before that was Peep with the Goods by The Dregs. Two wonderful, fantastic songs. I definitely suggest checking out more of that. I'll be checking out more of Good Morning. But maybe you're thinking, is it a good morning? Well, we'll let you know with some news, some breaking news, and just what's going on in the world. So Annabelle, do you want to start us off?
I do. So Sam Bankman-Fried has been sentenced to has been sentenced to 25 years in jail over the fraud. So former FTX chief executive Sam Bankman-Fried, let us know on Get Serial Sin, has been sentenced in New York to 25 years in jail after he was found guilty late last year of defrauding billions of dollars from customers on his cryptocurrency exchange platform. So in terms of what we can see next from this, Bankman-Fried, whatever you like, has vowed to appeal his conviction and sentence. So there'll be more news to come in that arena.
Definitely. And in news that I almost completely missed, actually, there was a pretty bad crash in Baltimore. So a portion of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, US, has collapsed after a boat collided with it early on Tuesday morning, sending a number of vehicles into the water below. I should mention on this as well that there were quite a few people working on the bridge as well. There are an unnamed amount of casualties at the moment, and that number is likely to get very high considering this. There is some pretty scary footage. It looks like it's almost from like a Godzilla movie. Definitely check that one out if it's something you're interested in. But that happened at about 1:30 a.m. over there, and the vessel crashed in before catching fire and sinking. And look, it's been completely shut off. The Baltimore mayor, Brandon M. Scott, has posted and is trying to detour places still. It's getting better. It's still not great. If you're in the area or you know someone in the area, hit them up. Make sure they're okay. And look, this is big news. Keep an eye on it.
It's worth saying that as well, though. So the reason why the boat crashed in was because of dirty fuel, which apparently makes it it does something on the technical side. But they were able to save a lot of lives because they were able to put a Mayday out and really quickly clear a lot of the bridge off the workers. So it's tragic news, but they did do everything they could, and a lot of lives were saved. So that is a silver lining, I'd say. It could have been worse.
It is also worth mentioning that the people aren't sure why exactly the boat was in there, considering.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
It's not meant to be there at all. So there's a lot of following up that will happen, and someone's probably going to lose their job at the end of this.
Definitely. And look, today is, we're starting the Easter weekend, so we've got a bit of Easter news for you. Easter chocolate prices, unfortunately, are continuing to rise amid worldwide cocoa shortages and an African drought. So basically, in short, chocolate prices are rising because of aforementioned drought and aforementioned cocoa prices, and also the cost of transporting cocoa right now. Conditions in Africa are leading to unsustainable growing practices. And so now, look, it's always expensive to buy chocolate before Easter.
Oh, cool.
Now is especially expensive. They're actually expected to remain high and get higher. There's no kind of expected downturn in chocolate prices anytime soon. So maybe hold off. Maybe the Easter Bunny or the Easter Bells, if you're French, or whatever version of the Easter Bunny you have, will bring you some chocolate. But if they don't, maybe wait a while before you decide to invest in that Lindt chocolate ball.
I may suggest as well, there are plenty of places that are doing chocolate alternatives a lot more recently. One that I found that works quite well, especially for folks who are lactose intolerant just don't like chocolate, Danish biscuits.
Ooh.
A little going in little like Easter themed little containers, and look, the Danish biscuits is fantastic. And if you don't know what I'm saying off the top of my head, You know that old sewing little, the sewing container that your grandma had when you were little?
Immediately, I know exactly which biscuit you mean.
Yep.
That one.
It was the ones that were in there and you remember, but you haven't had in years. They are fantastic. But we do have some breaking news and some really sad news. So, a bus carrying Easter worshippers has fallen off a cliff and has killed 45 people in South Africa. So dozens of worshippers have died after a bus headed to an Easter conference apparently lost control and plunged off the cliff. In South Africa's Limpopo province, on Thursday, the South African Broadcasting Corporation, or the SABC, has reported this and is continuing to update. But the crash has claimed, as I said, the lives of 45 people and one is seriously injured. The only person who has survived this at the moment is an 8-year-old girl who has been airlifted to hospital. This is breaking news. There will be more to come. But that's all we know at the moment. When more news breaks, we'll let you know.
And Derek Bromley says he's relieved and overwhelmed to be granted his freedoms after he spent 40 years in jail for a murder he says he did not commit. So the parole board chair, Francis Nelson, said the application was granted in part to Bromley's exemplary behaviour in prison. He's expected to go to a pre-release centre in Adelaide to begin his parole. And, you know, it's not that he's coming out of jail because they've realised that he didn't commit the murder or they've overturned it. It's more that he's had really good behaviour in jail. But, you know, it must be a huge relief to him and his family to be out. And, yeah. It's a new chapter in Bromley's life.
Definitely. And I think a new chapter, maybe you're trying to write that chapter for Easter and you haven't written it yet. Look, if you're shopping, it's going to be hard over the weekend because places are closed, open, closed and open. And look, I'm going to give you a bit of a rundown of where some places are that are open, some places aren't. So first off, today, all Woolworths locations in New South Wales, Victoria, Tasmania will be shut, with most stores closed across the rest of the countries. Coles will shut, save a few locations in South Australia. Kmart, Aldi, Big W and Bunnings have confirmed all their stores countrywide will be closed. And IGA is closing most of its... will be open across most of the states except the ACT. So definitely, you know, be aware of that. Saturday, it's very similar. However, Woolworths will be opening Metro, and that seems to be the, I guess, trend for Saturday. And on Sunday, the same thing. More stores will be opening, except Coles. Coles will be shut pretty much all weekend. So if you're a Coles girly, might be worth going elsewhere for the weekend. But that's what we have for the moment. Obviously, just have a look around. Have a Google before you go shopping because, look, places are closed. Even on my way in, I had to forego my usual breakfast because it was closed and I didn't realise. So be aware of that one. But something else you can be aware of is our next wonderful song. Annabelle, have you got that one at the ready or am I throwing you under the bus?
You know what? We're going to be listening to Parsnip's Turn to Love, which is a great idea. After some news, we need some love.
Definitely. You're listening to Get Serial on Sin. You just heard two incredible songs. They were the ever-so-wonderful Afterglow by Chloe Wilder and Nicolosi. And before that was another wonderful tune that was, of course, I am losing my mind this morning. It is such a good morning. It is Turn to Love by Parsnip. See, I got a little bit confused because Parsnip, as I said before, a little bit hungry. Parsnips, wonderful food if you can figure out what to put them into and find them for a cheap price right about now. But with that, we're going to dive into an Am I the Bad Guy? And look, we all know it's been a splendid Friday so far, and it's going to be an even better one. But I don't know, maybe this will ruin it for you. Maybe this will get the brain going.
Oh, I love how getting the brain going means ruining it. Well, I agree with that.
It can sometimes.
Yeah, that's fair. I think that's very true to life so far for me. Anyway, I'm excited to get judging.
Well, this is a shorter one. So, am I the bad guy for refusing to wear a bra when my roomie's boyfriend stays over? Now, immediate thoughts, Annabelle. I immediately knew what my answer was when I read this.
Immediately, no. Not a bad guy. Literally, like, he can just not look. Like, he's a grown adult.
It's not hard.
I'd hope he's an adult. I mean, maybe. If they're all adults, move on. If they're not all adults, time to learn what life is like.
Also, like, an initial thought.
Body.
When your roommate's boyfriend stays over, so it's your home?
True.
Dress however you want. Like, obviously, a little bit of respect in, like, don't just walk around naked, but it's your home.
Okay, let's hear it. Maybe you know, sometimes, though, I do find with these, when the post is, like, so innocent, like, that title will be like, so when I was murdering my boyfriend, or something like that, yeah. You know, it can surprise you. So I don't want to go, you know, and say that they're not the bad person before I find out the full extent of the story. They tend
Definitely.
To leave out major details.
Well, and I quote, I don't wear a bra at home. I go to college, then library, and then work, and then gym. I am out at 7 a.m. and back at 10 p.m. Usually, I take a quick shower when I get home, then make a snack and just relax for an hour before bedtime. On weekends, I barely leave the apartment, besides the occasional outing with friends or colleagues. My roommate and I are very close, but now she has been biting my head off about me not wearing a bra at home. I was confused. Then she explained that it was about her boyfriend. I laughed in her face and told her to put a bra on his eyes instead. She got very upset, but I told her that I wasn't interested in her boyfriend. Not in the slightest. She got offended and said that he wasn't interested in me either. So I said, then why are we arguing? It is only an issue if we are interested in each other. Tell him next time he sees me braless, he can pretend that I'm a wall. According to her, it isn't about the interest, but being invasive, and he felt uncomfortable. Would you think that it was fine if he showed his part? This is her words.
Okay, I was going to say, like, well, actually, who wouldn't? Okay, yeah.
I called her stupid because I was in my home. I wouldn't go braless in his home, and if he chose to go naked in his home, the only right I have is to get out of there. She called me the bad guy. Am I? There's definitely, I want to say before anything, it's a very vague story. I feel like we're missing a lot of details.
Okay, I will say 2 points. I will say, okay, are you the bad guy? No. That being said, I'm going to try to be fair to all parties here as well. She doesn't have to wear a bra. She doesn't want to. It's her body. She's not, like, committing a crime by not wearing a bra at home. Morally, like, she is in the right. That being said, especially when you're living with... I don't want to take any sides, but especially when you're living with people, people have different backgrounds. People have different things they're comfortable with. And if you wanted to say, you know what, like, this isn't the hill I want to die on, and sure, I know that I'm in the right and I don't have to because it's just a body at the end of the day, but... You know, I love my roommate. I want to make her feel comfortable. It is something you could do if you wanted to. You could extend an olive branch. Just wear the bra. It's not like if you want to kind of say, look, legally she's doing nothing wrong. Morally she's doing nothing wrong by not wearing a bra. But sometimes it is nice to just say, look, for me this isn't an issue, but you're my friend. I love you. This is something that clearly makes you uncomfortable. And so to respect that, I will. If she wanted to be nice, she could do that. She doesn't have to. She's not doing anything wrong.
Totally.
We're not doing it. But sometimes I think, especially like on Reddit, I will say, there's this thing to be like, you've done nothing wrong. You're not the bad guy. And it's like, yeah, sure, legally or morally. But sometimes life is about compromise.
No,
so,
totally.
Yeah, she doesn't have to. If she wanted to be nice, she could. But if it was really making like the roommate or the boyfriend that uncomfortable, maybe they can go stay at the roommate, the boyfriend's house, you know, because it is her house at the end of the day. I think it's just like, you know. It's not too heated of a topic for me. I feel like I know where I stand, but if she wanted to be nice and respect that, she could put it on.
No, totally. I definitely agree with that. I do think that, like, worst case scenario, there is maybe finding a middle ground somewhere between the two of you. And, you know, whether that's a thicker shirt or something like that, it is what it is. Obviously, he can control himself. And the whole... I'm uncomfortable around it, or he's uncomfortable around it. It's a little bit of grow up. It's a body. Who cares? But, like, I don't know. It's a tricky one because I am definitely in the same boat as you. I want to play both sides a little bit. But, I mean, it's your own home. Unless your roommate actively says, hey, that's a bit much for me. I think that, you know, do what you do. But if your roommate says, hey, that makes me uncomfortable, not the boyfriend, me, then yeah, definitely play and do the right thing. And the right thing there would be to find a compromise that makes both of you happy, considering your roommates, you are both sharing the space. But again, it's your body. Do what you do. Enjoy what you do.
Yeah, exactly. And I think at this level, I think at this level, no one's a bad guy. They've just come from different areas and they need to find a compromise. I will say if the roommate was like, you are... She did say she is the bad guy. The roommate apparently called her the bad guy. I don't know if that's just for this post. If she's actively like, you're a bad person for not wearing a bra, that's different. That makes the roommate the bad person in my view.
Oh,
if
definitely.
It's just like low level, like, hey, I'd prefer it if you did this. Would you be able to? That's fine. You're allowed to voice your preferences, but you can't force someone to wear it.
I will say on a final point, I do think both parties may have overreacted a little bit, where I don't think this is as big an issue as it needs to be, and the whole laughing in her face, you could have done that a little bit better.
Also, I would argue, I mean, I understand, like, okay, look, if your boyfriend's, like, made advances to this person, of course, maybe it would matter a bit more, like, you take that into account, but whether someone's interested in you or not doesn't really change whether you need to wear a bra, because... Everyone needs to remember that it's just a body and they are, yes, they can be a sexual thing, but it's also just part of a body and we need to all get over this hang up that like breasts are inherently sexual. They're not. We're not in like year nine. You know, you can see boobs and it doesn't matter whether you're into that person or not, whether they're there. You know, it's just weird to me, but like that would make
definitely.
A difference.
It's a wacky world out there, but we're going to dive into our next song, and it's a fantastic song. Here is Talk by November Lights. You're listening to Get Serial on Sin.
You just heard, well, the first song was actually Talk by November Lights, and after that was So Sick of Dreaming by Maggie Rogers. But you know what I'm not sick of? I'm not sick of being on Get Serial every Monday and Friday from 8 to 10 a.m.
That makes sense. You could never be sick of being on Get Serial at all. Maybe you're... What's the opposite of sick? Healthy? About not being on Get... Come join us. You can join us. We do have inductions going at the moment, and I believe they are a little bit cheaper still.
They are.
So go check it out.
Join us. Season 2's coming up.
Yes, we'd love to have some new faces, or I guess new voices
exactly.
for season 2. So definitely, you know, stay tuned on that
Get
end.
Involved. I will say, is it season 2 or is it season U? You have to find out.
Definitely. But speaking of seasons, the AFL season, it's going and it's going hard. It has been an interesting season so far. And it only got more interesting. So the AFL is in the midst of a major, and I mean major, drug scandal. And I'm going to put it down as simple as I can for people who aren't sports heads.
That's me. I'm not a sports head. Go sports.
The AFL has essentially gone around the World Drug Testing Association to keep players playing and also to avoid, I guess, sullying their name with what is rumoured to be rampant, illegal and illicit drug use within the game.
Mm.
So, this was mentioned by independent MP Andrew Wilkie, who came out and pretty much whistle-blew this entire operation. Long story short, if you're a player and you've been doing some not-so-wonderful drugs, you can go to the doctor, the club doctor, report it, and rather than, you know, reporting it and going through the system you'd usually go through, you would get told the day before to, well, not the day before, you would go down to a private doctor, you'd go down to a private clinic, and you would have a quote-unquote private seeing to. Magically, you would have a hamstring injury.
Oh, the day before, like a test, like when they were testing people.
Day before the game, so you don't have to necessarily be caught out. Now, this would break the WADA rules. So WADA is the major drug testing company. They do the Olympics, and they pretty much do every sport worldwide. Now, the thing that stands out about this is the AFL is also breaking its own policies. Realistically, if you get caught with illicit drugs, you will get a major ban or fine. Usually, it is going to be 4 weeks on a 3-strike system. If you're caught, you are not playing that next game. Understandably, you're on illicit drugs.
Yeah.
But they have circumvented this by just being like, oh, the player's suddenly injured. The thing that's making this worse is in 10 years, only one player has had to adhere to the 3-strike system. There have been players who have been caught with illicit drugs, specifically last year and the year before. I can think of Bailey Smith from the Western Bulldogs and Jack Ginnivan, who is now a part of the Hawthorn Hawks. And those two were caught with cocaine in their system. But the only reason it was actually mentioned on a larger scale is because they were caught on social media. And it seems to be if you aren't caught there, you aren't getting caught at all. This is raising major eyebrows. It's throwing the sport, which is already a bit of a Mickey Mouse sport, I'll be honest, into disarray and is causing major issues because we don't know how far back this goes. We don't know who knows this. We know that clubs are being encouraged to work their way around the official systems, which is just not okay. And the AFL has actually admitted that over 100 players have completely skipped the 3-strike process.
Interesting they've come forward and admitted that.
They haven't admitted much. They are staying very tight-lipped about this.
Although if they're admitting 100 players, I would imagine it's much more.
There's more than 100. And I think it also drags into question how rampant illicit drug use is within the AFL. There's been rumours for years that it's been extremely bad, but this kind of throws it down the other end where, like, we know of particular cases. We know of particular cases with high-level athletes, big stars in particular, as I said, Bailey Smith and Jack Ginnivan are fan-favourite players, but there are little hints that that has been bigger here and there. Melbourne Football Club has had issues with its culture recently, and issues with other players reporting other things here and there. Collingwood had an issue with that that was never disproven completely with, I think it was Dan McStay in a bathroom. There are so many issues here that the AFL has to eventually speak up, and they are going to be asked about this in court because it is huge. Like this, if it wasn't the AFL, if it wasn't as big as it is, this could shut down a sport very easily. Ooh. It is also worth mentioning, I found it funny that the NRL, who is always beefing with the AFL wherever they can, had a cheeky little snide comment to make when they were asked about this on their level, where they just said, everything works in our house. Which...
they keep their side of the street clean.
Pretty much. I am a footy fan, I agree. They do things so much better than we do. But with that, we're going to dive into another song and dive out of this interesting story. So we're going to dive into Hollow by the Pierce Brothers, which came out today.
It did. It is one of... we've actually played two songs today that are fresh out the oven, if you will. The first was Afterglow by Chloe Wilder. And this is Hollow by the Pierce Brothers. They've actually got their entire album out today. Go check them out. They are, you know, Melburnian boys, and we love them for it.
You're listening to Get Serial on Sin.
That was Tiny Habits with I Don't Have the Heart. And look, they might not have the heart, but they do have the tunes. Before that, we heard Pierce Brothers with Hollow, which is straight off their new album. It's come out today. Go check them out. Send them some love. And maybe even say that you heard them on Get Serial. You know, give us a little plug if you're feeling cheeky. But two incredible songs. And we're back in studio. Bianca, what have we got coming up for us now?
Yeah, so we have a very, very juicy bit of news. And I do want to maybe throw out the helplines beforehand, because this is a bit more of a serious conversation. And I do also want to throw up a bit of an X warning for any parents in the car who maybe want to turn this down, because we are going to be talking about a sex worker and sex work. We're not going to be going into details about what goes on behind the scenes, but we are talking about it, and I guess it is extremely relevant in this case. So, Annabelle, have you got those helplines available just for a sec?
I do. I'll just be 1 second if that's all right. So I do have Beyond Blue, which you can reach at 1300 224 636. I've got the Kids Helpline. You can reach at 1800 55 1800. And Cute Life Helpline at 1800 184 527.
Perfect. Now, I will dive into this. So Chelsea Ciroli was 2 days into a new job when she was fired. The 33-year-old had been hired to work at a real estate agency in regional Victoria and had felt the first day of work went very well. But the next day, Ms. Ciroli claims she was called into a meeting and sacked after a new colleague complained to HR after learning she'd worked in the sex industry as a sex worker years earlier, 10 years earlier. And I quote from Ms. Ciroli, "I started crying and trying to explain that it was 10 years ago and essentially begging for my job." I just want to immediately step in. 10 years ago, do you remember what you were doing in 2014?
Honestly, you know, the world was a greener place. COVID hadn't happened yet. I was 14. 10 years ago is a long time.
Vine was a thing.
R.I.P. Vine.
Like, 2014 is ages ago. Yeah. To hold this over someone, immediately already wrong. Legally, it is illegal. Discrimination and as actually illegal. So I'll dive a little bit deeper in. An email from the company to Ms. Ciroli states, and I quote, "The company made its decision to end your employment upon learning that pornographic images of you existed online that it felt were not keeping with its branding and reputation in the business community." So, in 2022, significant reforms to the Equal Opportunity Act in Victoria saw the introduction of additional protections for sex work and other professionals. That means, as I said before, it is now illegal to discriminate against individuals in Victoria based on their current or prior involvement in the sex industry. Now, Ms. Ciroli has brought this up to VCAT, and she is trying to actually sue for this, and I think she definitely has ground to stand on. She would be the first case of this happening, and this happens all the time to sex workers. This is something that needs to be done and needs to be looked after, because, look, I'll put it as simple as I can. Sex work is real work. Sex workers work harder than a lot of actual, not actual work, it's probably the worst way to put it, but a lot of traditional work would. Real estate agent, there's a lot of things I could say there about whether or not that's real work. But even if you're not a fan of that work, and maybe you don't agree with it, it was 10 years ago, and this is a woman who's trying to find her way away from that into a traditional position. And this is still biting her. And I look, one last thing I want to raise. How did they find it? I Googled this person's name, who we got permission, by the way, from Chelsea herself to talk about this. I actually Googled Chelsea's name, apart from, obviously, this article being covered a few times. She's done a bunch of modeling work for some overseas companies. But I couldn't find anything PG or up. She's not got anything easy to find, or that I could find, that wasn't for kids.
I think it's also worth saying, just to put my two cents in. First of all, obviously, look, Chelsea was working sex work 10 years ago, but as far as I'm concerned, I don't care if she was working in sex work 10 years ago or 10 minutes ago. It is no one's concern. As long as everyone consented to working in sex, there is nothing wrong with sex working. We need to take away the stigma. The best way to keep people who are sex workers safe is to legalize sex work so that people can come forward and go to the police if anything goes wrong, so that people have a security system.
So it is actually legal, and there are plenty of places where you can go and do it. But that stigma is a huge problem.
That's the thing. We need to take away the stigma from it. It doesn't have to be something you're personally comfortable with. You don't have to do sex work. That's all right.
No, you're
that's
not the
your
one
choice.
Doing it.
But we need to support other people who do choose to do that. At the end of the day, it's not our concern what people choose to do, as long as everyone is happy, as long as everyone is consenting. Whether she was doing sex work 10 minutes ago, 10 years ago, it doesn't matter. This is just really disappointing from that real estate company that they would do that. And I would also say, you know, Chelsea has obviously moved on to a different phase. Like, I really hope that people aren't going to go online and try to kind of bring the stuff back up for her, because, you know, it's no one's business. Just let Chelsea live. I hope she finds a really good job, and I hope she finds a community of people who support her and who aren't breaking the law.
Definitely. She has also mentioned that if the case goes through, she will be donating $5,000 to the Red Gate community, which is a community specifically supporting those who are struggling after having done sex work. And look into this. It is fascinating. It will change a lot in Victoria, because this is a major case for especially sex work. I would suggest, if you're dancing around this idea, check out one of Sin's shows, The Naughty Rude Show, that plays at 8 p.m. on a Thursday night, or check out their podcast Realms, because they will talk more about this and they'll talk about it in depth. And they also have interviews with sex workers. Go check it out. It's fascinating. But again, I just want to put my foot down and say sex work is real work, and it will never not be.
It's the oldest profession.
It is. But with that, I think we're going to dive into our next song, and it's another wonderful song by Olympia. Here is Creep. You're listening to Get Serial on Sin. Welcome back to Get Serial on Sin. You're listening to the best radio show on the air. Let's be real, we are the best. Not even a question. And you just heard two fantastic songs. They were the ever so wonderful Eternal by Sweet Pill. And before that was Creep by Olympia. Now, it is roughly our halfway mark-ish. We're running a little bit late, if you can't tell. But, of course, that doesn't mean that anything is wrong, because we have some amazing stuff coming up. We're going to dive into some Easter and Good Friday stuff, so keep an ear out for that one. But we do have some stuff that you may have missed. Maybe you're listening in for the first time. If so, hi, how are ya? Welcome. You can check us out on Instagram at GetSerialSin. Chuck us a follow and keep an eye on our wonderful posts. I gotta say, Annabelle runs our socials, and she is doing a fantastic job.
I'm trying. We're going for a very purple theme. And if you see it, that was definitely on purpose and not by accident.
Hey, it works. I love it. It's, I don't know how. It reminds me of, like, lollies and the pastels and everything. I love
it. Thank you very much. I'm very delighted. It was on purpose for Easter. This whole social media rebrand has just been for this weekend.
We are the Easter show. We're also every other holiday show. But, of course, if you want to check something out, maybe you're like, I've got to do a big drive to a family event. Fair enough. We've got some podcast stuff for you. You can check out previous episodes of our stuff on Get Serial Sin on Omni FM. Google Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere else where good podcasts can be found. Check it out. Wonderful over there. And also, if you want to check out some possible TikTok content, keep an eye out for it. You can check us out on Get Serial Sin. Chuck that follow button and you'll be up to date with whatever we post. But we are aware some things we have talked about or that we may talk about may be slightly stressful and may cause you, you know, a bit of trouble. If you need someone to talk to, we do have some helplines available for you.
You can phone Beyond Blue at 1300 224 636. The kids helpline is reachable, contactable at 1800 55 1800, and you can phone the QLife helpline at 1800 184 527. Definitely reach out to those services if you do need a bit of a chat. You know, there's nothing wrong in seeking help, and they're here for a reason.
Definitely. But with that, we're going to dive into one of my favorite songs. It is Snake Eater by Cynthia Harrell. You're listening to Get Cereal on Sin. Growing Pains was the song you just heard. A fantastic song by a fantastic band, Pet Rhino. Before that was Cinderella by Remy Wolf. And before that was Snake Eater by Cynthia Harrell from the ever so wonderful Metal Gear Solid 3. Look, fantastic songs, but we have some more fantastic content coming up. We decided to ask the question, what kind of egg are we?
I actually ask myself that every single day. But you know what? Now that it's Easter, I've decided to expand. I'm not just going to be an organic, free-range chicken egg. I want to be an Easter egg.
Well, we might be an Easter egg. We might. We could be scrambled.
I do feel hard-boiled.
We could be all sorts. But we have a wonderful BuzzFeed quiz ready to go. So, first question. How early do you wake up? Now, this is a question that hits us really hard.
I'm yawning as we speak.
So 15 minutes before I need to leave, 2 hours before I need to leave, when my alarm goes off, early enough to get a workout in whenever my body wakes me up, early enough to make a good breakfast when the sun rises, and I stay in bed all day.
I'm going to say forget cereal when the sun rises.
You reckon when the sun rises, not early enough to make a good breakfast?
I did not have a good breakfast today.
Fair enough. When the sun rises, it is. Question two. What's your favourite way to eat eggs?
Ooh.
On a burger, with a side of bacon and toast, deviled.
Oh, yum.
Eggs Benedict, in a salad, an egg salad.
Two different things, very much.
Add some veggies, cheese and meats, or something else. Immediately, egg salad screams to me. I love a good egg salad.
I was going to go for a deviled egg, but you know what? I had the first one. I'll give you egg salad.
All right, egg salad.
Can I ask you, as the expert, what's the difference between egg salad and inner salad?
Well, the difference is completely the base of it. An egg salad is a base of egg and mayo, so egg and egg. Whereas inner salad would just be, you know, here's a chicken Caesar salad with a bit of boiled egg chopped up in it.
Okay, fair. Okay. I now understand. I'm now an expert of salads.
You asked that just to do that, didn't you?
Yeah, I just wanted to crack you up.
Oh, God. How would your friends describe you? Healthy, reserved, happy, successful, funny, friendly, dependable, or extra?
Well, I don't tell very good jokes, so maybe not funny.
It's not funny.
Not funny, no.
I would argue we're dependable, because we are, or are we? We missed like 3 episodes this season.
Shh, they don't know.
I'm going to say dependable or friendly.
Let's say friendly. You know what? We're here for a good yarn.
Are we extra?
Extra. We're extra.
Extra. I feel like we're pretty
extra.
We've
got all the news. Extra, extra. Read all about it.
Okay.
Wow, I'm kidding today.
What do you like to do for fun?
Ooh.
Get brunch?
Yum.
Have deep conversations? Cook? Go on adventures? Chill with friends? Party? Have some me time? Or hit the gym?
I'm going to say chill with friends.
Chill with friends stands out to me, yeah.
Let's do it.
Alrighty. Where do we want to live? Wherever walking is the main transportation.
I love a livable city.
The good old South.
Yeehaw.
Anywhere. I want to travel the world. Somewhere warm, wherever my job takes me. The suburbs. Or the East Coast.
This is a very weird array. I thought it was going to be like New York City or Sydney. And it's very vague.
It's immediately very American. The good old South and the East Coast are very different. Do you want to live in Brisbane? Or do you want to live in South Australia or Tasmania?
That is true. God. Oh, you know what? I'm going to say We're even walking is the main transport because I love a walkable city. I'm passionate about it.
Yeah, what? Yeah. I'm down with that.
Bianca's thinking, no more strikes on the trains. It'd be perfect.
Oh, you have no idea. When you need help, who do you call? All my friends and family, the Ghostbusters. Whoever answers first, my only friend. No one. I figure it out myself over time.
It's the same answer.
My team or my consultant. Oh. Immediately, my mind goes to all my friends and family because our Sin family is fantastic.
See, I was going to say Ghostbusters, but I like friends and family. Let's do that one.
Let's be cute.
Maybe
for
the
a minute.
Ghostbusters are my friends and my family.
Not with the recent movie, they're not my friends.
I have not seen it.
It's not very good.
Well, is Paul Rudd still in it?
He is.
He's my family. He's my new husband. He just doesn't know it yet.
Paul Rudd, if you're listening, you're welcome on the show. We know you listen to us. What gift would you like to receive? Workout gear, books, alcohol, gift cards, money, concert tickets. I will love anything or clothes. Concert tickets.
Yeah, that's good.
Ooh. And we've got a couple more questions coming up. Pick a music artist. Nickelback, The Killers, Cardi B, Khalid, Kanye, Beyonce, Bruno Mars, or Ed Sheeran?
Killers.
I'll go with that.
I saw them the night of my graduation in 2018.
Damn.
Yeah.
Pick a food that's not eggs.
Impossible.
Salmon, pizza, asparagus, spaghetti, cupcakes, top ramen, nachos, or steak?
Salmon?
Would die for a good spaghetti.
Let's go spaghetti. Spag bowl.
Pick a drink. These are all alcoholic, by the way.
Shirley Temple isn't.
Oh, no, you're right. Yeah. Shirley Temple, champagne, Four Loko. Four Loko isn't either. Fireball, margarita, wine, beer, or a Coke and rum.
Let's go Shirley Temple.
I'm down with that. We are...
No!
Oh, no! We are scrambled. So, we're a little basic, but we're a total classic. We easily stick to pans,
which
represents how easy it is for us to become attached. Although, we're always scrambling around, yep, we bring everyone together, which makes us a great team player. I like that.
I like that. My main takeaway is I stick to pans.
Yeah.
You know what? I've always wondered, would get cereal stick to a pan? They would.
There's some TikTok content. But with that, we're going to dive into our next wonderful song. Annabelle, have you got that one at the ready, or would you like me to give you the name?
Well, much like the eggs, I'm a bit scrambled. So why don't you tell me who we have coming up next?
Oh, well, it's Nobody.
Oh, see you then. Bye.
Nobody by Tyga Mary. You're listening to Get Serial on Sin. You just heard a collection of incredible music. That was the ever so wonderful Nate Wants to Battle with Viral, spelt V1@L. Bit of a tricky one to find if you don't know what to look for. Before that was Love is a Heavy Word by Violent Soho, Forever in the Friend Zone by Suburban Legends, The Hard Way by Thirsty Merc, and before that was Nobody by Tyga Mary. A good pentuplet of songs. Bit of a fun one there. But if you're looking at your clock, you're probably going, well, guys, you're running it to the end of the show. And yeah, we are.
You're very observant. Good for you.
It's very sad always to run to the end of the show because we always just want to keep talking about what's going on in the world. But we can do more of that on Monday. Obviously, for your Easter Monday, enjoy your public holiday. You can listen to us there, same time, same place. But thank you so, so much for listening. Keep an eye out for some more content coming out in the near future. And otherwise, enjoy the rest of your day. Have an absolutely exquisite Friday. And we'll see you Monday. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.
Bye.
We're on your radio, we're online, we're digital, we're everywhere. Sin Media.
We're young people, run the show!